Here we go.
This week, we finally get to see Bigfoot's O-Face as we discuss the 1980 slasher, Night of the Demons. Welcome to the Bloody Bits Horror Show. I am your host, Eddie. The Axe Jefferson, and joining me as always, the manually emasculated motorcycle madman, Tim Yobo. How you doing today, good sir? You're muted, Tim.
Oh, sorry. If you're going to ride a motorcycle without a helmet, you don't give a shit about anything, right? Fuck it. You don't care about the top head. What do you care about the bottom head?
Yeah, and I have to give it up to my wife who called it, because when I told her it featured a manual emasculation, she said she called it out as being his dick getting ripped off with a hand instead of like smashed between rocks or bitten off or any other method of manual emasculation.
Well, yeah, I think if you're doing it manual, like manual labor means you're doing working with your hands, right?
So. Yeah, but you can use a lawnmower, and that's considered manual labor. You're not ripping the grass out by hand.
Look, we have to wait for part two for Bigfoot to figure out how to fucking turn a lawnmower on, right? I'm watching. Holy fuck, this thing has evolved. Bigfoot. We're in danger.
Well, we don't know if that's a Bigfoot, though, technically.
Yeah, that's true.
But they never prove it. They never take him like Harry and the Henderson style and ingratiate him upon the family.
Nah, I think he's ingratiated enough on that family.
Oh my fucking God, dude. So here we are, week three of March Madness, and we're covering Night of the Demon from 1980. And if you've never heard of the movie,
No surprise. You're
like everybody else out there. No one. You
probably heard about this movie, and somebody told you about it, and you went home and you watched on streaming, but it was Night of the Demons that you watched.
Yeah, you watched an actual movie.
Yeah.
Not whatever the fuck this is.
How did this movie go? What year was this made? In 1980, right?
It was made. So there's a lot of.
It
maybe,
started pre-production in 1955.
Yeah.
Right? It went into the 60s with that redhead's fucking wig that she's got on in the beginning of the movie.
Tim, you know what? I saw that wig and I immediately thought of you, buddy.
I was like, yeah, that's not the 80s. That's not 80s style. That's mid-70s. That's 60s. That's like Dolly Parton style hair she's got going on.
Oh, man, it's insanity. So, no, it was completed in 1979. And then it was filmed and everything. It was first actually released in America in 1983.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So even more dated when you saw it in 1983.
Yeah, even worse, Tim. And it was one of the Video Nasties from the UK. One of their banned movies.
I can see why. Man, they banned the stupidest shit.
This one I get. Tim.
Yes, but I mean, like, for the gore effects.
Oh, yeah. No, the gore effects were terrible.
Yeah.
the only good
gore effect is when the beginning of the movie where the blood pours out of a guy and it fills up the Bigfoot thing.
Oh, that was cool. But the blood was terrible in it. But the idea was interesting. Hmm. Like, it looked cool. It was a good shot. Yeah. There's one scene, though, in particular, I feel like that they probably had to cut out. And we alluded to it in the intro.
Yes, I have written down. I have the same thing. I just saw Bigfoot's O-face. Yeah.
Did we need to see Bigfoot's cum face?
Two people bust like crazy in this movie. The guy who gets his back scratched, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm watching it like he just got pushed over the edge. That was it. That's what he needed. He was going for like an extra 3 minutes. His girlfriend's looking at a watch going, okay, come on, let's get it going here. And then he just got that thing, and he just, whoa!
Yep, just took a little pain with the pleasure, and there you go. Yeah. That or the guy at the beginning with Red that was sucking on the titty in the van.
I've written down, not enough nipple work, man.
Not enough nipple work. You mean nowadays or?
Just in general. I don't know. Staying there for a while.
Yeah, fellas, stick around the nipples for a while.
Visiting, you know, both ways up and down. You can stay there for a little bit. It's a nice round trip. Oh, yeah, I was here before. Exactly. I had a good time. I'll stay another couple of days before I have to go back. Yeah.
Just take it. Do the triangle circuit on the. Yeah. Anyhow. All right, Tim. So I got to ask you, buddy, what have you been consuming in the week since we have spoken?
Let's see. I saw Poor Things. Did you see that yet?
Oh, no, not yet. How was that?
I liked it. It was a little long. It could have been like maybe 10 minutes shorter.
Okay.
But I liked it. I think Emma Stone definitely deserves an Oscar. She's a great actress. I don't think I've ever seen her bad in anything.
Yeah.
Right from Zombieland right up until Poor Things, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And The Curse. Did you watch that yet on Showtime? With Nathan Fielder.
Oh, no, not yet. No. You're right. I got it.
She's so good in that, too. That's a great show.
That's a...
It's a crazy-ass show.
Tough one because my wife can't do cringe stuff. It bothers the hell out of her. So like Nathan for You was about the worst she could do. The rehearsal.
So you have to watch this by yourself then.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch.
Which I also recommend watching Poor Things by yourself too. It's not a bad move.
That's what I heard, Tim.
I know. You know, really, hats off to her because if a movie calls for nudity and sex, and it's not just in there. Because it's like a 70s movie with like, hey, let's get a redhead in a fucking Dolly Parton wig and put her in the back of a truck and some guy breezes over her nipples, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
It's good. So I think, I can't remember the last time I saw an actress of like, I don't want to say her caliber, like she's a good actress, but like how big she is doing nudity like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point, Tim. You don't get that as much anymore. That used to be a bigger thing, right?
Yeah, it used to be. There was a time there. Look. I know times change and everything like that. But it was like Meryl Streep. I'm sure there's some movie where you see Meryl Streep's tits. But that's all the way in the beginning of her career. I'm like, once they get to like a certain point, actresses don't have to do that anymore if they don't want to.
Right. Yeah. You get your Sharon Stones, obviously, or your what's her name from Striptease. Although her career was basically dead anyway. So.
Oh, she had to do that.
Yeah. That's a little bit different. I can't even remember her name. That's how good of an actress.
Something Nicole, I want to think, or maybe that's the name of the
Elizabeth
TV
Hurley.
Show? Elizabeth. Elizabeth Berkley.
Berkley.
Elizabeth Hurley. Oh, my God. If Elizabeth Hurley was in Showgirls, I'd be watching that 24/7.
Yeah. So
that movie is great because it's got the worst fucking scene ever in a movie where she's fucking Kyle MacLachlan in the pool.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that they did. They got the guys from fucking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon to do the wire work on that sex scene. So now she's fucking moving around.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Penis. Yeah, you got me, buddy. That shit was insane, dude. Okay, so Poor Things then gets the Yobo thumbs up.
Definitely the Yobo thumbs up. Yeah. Okay. And that's pretty much about it. Nothing else watching too much this week.
Nice. I've been playing the new wrestling game. I made Lyle the Lady Killer. That's fun.
Okay. WW24K?
Whatever it is. Yeah, 24K, yeah. In the year 24,000. When wrestling is done by WrestleBots.
Special Gold Dust Edition, 24K, right?
Yeah, the Special Gold Dust Edition, that's true. No, but his brother is on the cover of it, Cody. Gold Dust's brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, just talk about coincidence, because I have no idea who that is, and I just pull that name out of my ass, because that's the only thing with wrestling that I know of that has gold in it.
Okay.
And Goldust was what, 20 years ago, 25 years ago?
About that, yeah, conservatively. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, so well, that if his makes son's sense. In there now, yeah.
No, his brother, not his son.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So I've been playing a little bit of that. That's fun. They added some new online modes for it, so that's, you know, that's always cool. Then you make the most play.
Have you played it online?
Of course.
And how much of people just spamming shit?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a fighting game. So, yeah, you get that for sure, especially at the beginning. And then everybody gets too good at it. So all the people that suck and spam shit, they fall off. Then you can't play because it's everybody who's just too fucking good. Then nobody plays it again. So thankfully, it's got a decent single player mode in it. So, but yeah, but doing that. And then what's this ball? Hold on here.
Dragon Ball?
Balatro? Have you seen this one, Tim?
What the hell is Balatro?
It's a video game for your computer. It's very different. It's a card game, but it uses like poker, like playing cards, and you collect cards that you get like Joker cards that do multipliers. And it's very complicated, Tim.
All right, yeah. Just the world needs another card game.
It's definitely for adults. This game is what I would. You know what? You know what fucked me up is we were at the store the other day and I saw Magic the Gathering cards, and yeah. I haven't played with that shit since like probably the 90s. You know,
I can't believe they still make them. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, well, dude, these were Fallout, like the video game series Fallout Magic the Gathering cards.
A crossover?
Yeah, the crossover everybody's been waiting for, Tim.
So, all right, yeah. It's lots of magic in Fallout 4, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of magic. I mean, I guess maybe the synths, they were kind of magical.
Whatever. Power armor. I guess maybe. That's how Magic of the Gathering keeps selling their cards. They're just latching on to whatever's popular. Did they have, like, Magic of the Gathering Doom cards? Or
yeah,
Minecraft?
Yeah, that'd be good. Doom, right? Minecraft. What else could they do nowadays? What's popular now with the kids?
Porn.
Porn, yeah, they could imagine the Gathering porn cards.
Start the whole Satanic Panic thing over again. See, yeah, look what Magic, these kids are. Yes, eh?
Yeah, Magic the Gathering OnlyFans, right? what else? You do Magic the Gathering TikTok, and then Biden could try to ban it.
No, see, here's the whole thing with TikTok, and I'm not a big follower of this. I don't have TikTok. This is just so some American company is going to be able to come in and scoop this shit up super fucking cheap, because China's going to have to sell it if they want to keep it going in the United States. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a timeline on it. So instead of like whoever owns TikTok being able to put it on the market and get a fair value, it'll be, well, you got 30 days to sell it and I'm offering you $1 billion for it.
Well, that's
sure. $1 billion is lowballing it, but.
Well, I know Elon Musk's pissed because if you get rid of TikTok, then Facebook will get an advantage, is his argument. But
I hate the world that we live in where it's like, which billionaire is going to get to fuck us?
Yeah, it's basically all we're doing is waiting around to see which one.
Is it going
to
be Gates, Musk, or Zuckerberg?
Bezos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, Bezos is kind of falling off, though. He's not doing much. He's just being weirdly hairless and buff. Eating like the Christopher Reeves eating the baby fetuses in South Park to keep himself alive.
I heard his ex-wife already gave away like $16 billion. And
that's
she's going to keep going until she said the safe is empty, which that's got to be killing him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because all that money that he didn't earn. Sorry. At a certain point, you're not earning that money anymore.
My personal favorite thing. So to the listeners who don't know the TikTok thing, in America, they're trying to pass a law where the government can block or ban certain applications that they deem to be a threat to national security.
Mm-hmm.
And the one they keep bringing up as an example is TikTok because of its ties with the People's Republic of China, right? The problem, though, is that Biden has like an official campaign account on TikTok where they're posting videos. So it's like, on one hand, you're saying like, we need to get rid of it because it's a threat to national security. But damn, them ads is tight.
So wait, the threat to national security is just what? Just the basic information that any other app that's owned by an American company would be able to get off you. But now it's going to the Chinese Communist government. The kink in the plan?
That's the kink.
So it's okay if Elon Musk does it.
I'm glad you said kink in the plan and not something in the armor. So given the content of what we're talking about, that's I'm glad so you self-edited.
Okay, yeah, again, so it's okay for Elon Musk or Zuckerberg Jeff Bezos and whoever owns Google to have all that information on us, but God forbid a Chinese communist country gets it, which I'm just imagining if they don't have TikTok, it's just going to take them maybe another couple of steps just to get that information out that they already have. Right?
Oh, are you going
to
tell me that
without TikTok, the Chinese government wouldn't be able to know what TV stations I'm watching if they want to find that shit out?
Oh, I know. They've already built all of our technology. Like, if it'd be so simple for them to track everything. Like, I just think it's funny. Like, yeah. You know what? Just don't share shit you don't want people to know. That's all you got to do. Pretty easy.
I mean, are there any cases that are linked back to like gigantic people getting scammed because of TikTok in particular, which it wouldn't have happened on Twitter or Facebook?
No. And what I think is funny is that China's pissed about us trying to ban the app. But it's like, hey, China, let's talk about blocking internet.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Wait, hold on. No, wait, hold on. I'm getting a flashback. I'm thinking that this whole TikTok shit started where a bunch of TikTokers fucked up a Donald Trump rally by applying for like 40,000 tickets.
That's
and they
true,
moved
yeah.
it to a bigger fucking area and shit like that. And then when they showed up, there was like nobody there.
I love that shit.
That's what started the whole TikTok banning too. Right?
Yeah,
Young people are able to coordinate too well on it.
Any technology that young people are able to troll people with and old people don't sufficiently understand is just magic.
It's the new boombox, man. I remember when I had my boombox, all the old people looking at me, go, why you make me listen to that shit? Now TikTok, why are you sending me the shit to look at?
Yeah. How come you're sending me all of these thick, hottie thirst traps? I don't know how to process this, Tim. Too much for one man.
Don't worry. They're all AI.
Okay. So, Tim, Night of the Demon, bud. First viewing, right?
Possibly. I think I remember seeing the beginning of this movie, the very beginning, in the hospital.
What?
And then any further, because the rest of it was just like a complete mystery. But that scene in the hospital with the way that they got him made up with the fucking bandages wrapped around his face and the cop and the doctor's talking to him, that was a little bit familiar. Was this ever a Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Maybe. They'd have to cut a lot out, but it's possible.
Well, they cut a lot of shit out anyway,
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to look that up. I've got all the Mystery Science Theater 3000 stuff. So if it is, man, I gotta watch it then. But
Just that opening part was really familiar to me. But then again, you know, at a certain point in the 60s and the 70s, when this movie was probably really made or written, that was a big thing for movies. So start off with something like that and go back on the story, which this movie does a fucking plenty. Hey, we're sitting at a camp. Did I ever tell you about the guy who was on a motorcycle and should have taken a piss at this bus stop?
At one point, you realize that the context of the movie is a guy in a hospital bed telling a story about what happened. And in the story he's telling people a story about what it is. Inception level.
This should be like a David Lynch movie.
It really should. It's very close to like an Eraserhead with that baby. So okay, same here. First time viewing, this one was recommended to me by Matt Anderson, my cohort in the Ed and Matt on Campus podcast.
He's got a thing for Bigfoot movies and shit.
Tim, you seen how Bigfoot fucks? Who doesn't have a thing for Bigfoot by the end of
why
this
don't they
movie?
Call him Big Feet? I never understood that
because you can't see his cock. If you could see his cock, you'd call him humongous fucking dick.
I don't know. I mean, she was in a rocking chair. She wasn't in a wheelchair, so it wasn't as big as I would imagine Bigfoot. But come on, Bigfoot, right?
Yeah, well,
he's got those big hands and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, but
he's got a weirdly hairless torso and face.
Yeah, he got two of something, so it's hard to be called. Like if you had big hands, it wouldn't be called Big Hand, right? It'd be Big Hand.
Yeah. They don't just call me Big Head, except for the kids across the street and fuck.
Well, you only got one head. Yeah. Well, one head that's showing.
Well, yeah.
It's not like you're seeing that Kirsten Stewart movie in the theater and falling asleep with the dick out with the jerking off.
By the way, hats off to that man right there. Bloody Bits Hero of the Week. Dude beating his dick in a theater.
I don't know about Hero of the Week, but he gets a mention. And falling asleep.
The fucking passes out beating his dick in a theater, dude. That's hats off to you, buddy. You're fucking living somebody's
life. How hot
life.
Is that movie? Jesus Christ.
Which one was it?
It's the Kirsten Stewart lesbian bodybuilder.
Oh,
movie?
Wait a minute.
With Ed Harris? Yeah. All I know is good enough for some guy to buy a fucking ticket, pre-sale ticket, get in that movie theater, put that recliner back.
Right.
Take his Dune popcorn bucket out.
That's Love Lies Bleeding.
There you go, yeah.
And, you know, I get it, man.
It's getting really just... good reviews, too. And not even from guys who go in and they jerk off in the theater. Hey. Just like actual people.
Hey, you know what? It's they got a 10:30 showing. Maybe I'm going to have to go.
I don't know. I think you want to go as early as possible on that one.
I'm going to have to go get a ticket.
The freaks come out at night, man.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, none of us are going to rat on each other, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true. But who's going to go in there and wake up a theater full of men when this movie's done?
Nobody. Hopefully. Okay, so yeah, we'll have to check that one out then, Tim. So I gotta ask you the question, Tim. Do you suggest that our viewers, listeners, watch this movie? What's where do you put this one? I say put this one on at a party, but not even a hangover movie. Like, it's rough.
No,
man.
This is a hangover movie. You don't want this at a party. What the fuck? You want to clear the fucking party out?
One of my parties, hell yeah, dude.
Half the room's going, not enough nipple work. The other half's going, too much nipple work.
Yeah. The other half of it is just getting a little too excited at the wrong parts of the movie.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, well, it's a, you know what? Put it on to learn something about people. That'd be a good.
It's a good litmus test, yeah.
Yeah, but don't, I wouldn't say you should watch this movie. It's, man, is it rough. So, Tim, I got some fun facts about the movie for you.
Okay. I'm surprised there were anything to know about this movie.
All right. So originally, the movie was titled Revenge, or The Revenge of Bigfoot.
So there was... This was supposed to be a part two? Because you don't start off with The Revenge as your first movie, right?
Well, we know
the first
Bigfoot...
Star Wars was A New Hope, not Revenge of the Jedi or Revenge of the, the Sith.
Fair. Well, no, that's not true, Tim. Look at Revenge of the Nerds.
That's true. Okay, he got me, yeah. And Bigfoot is kind of the nerd of the woods, right?
He is definitely the sex pest of
the
woods.
Like all the cryptozoologist thing, he's probably the biggest nerd, right?
Probably.
Mothman's cool. He can fly. Bigfoot. Yeah. Bigfoot's kind of like played out by now, right?
Yeah, him and Loch Ness Monster are probably the two nerdiest cryptids.
Yeah, but no, see, Loch Ness Monster got a boost with that new Godzilla shit and King Kong, where they're able to travel underneath the earth through all those fucking tunnels and shit like that and pop up. So when they search the nest, that's why he's not there. Or the lock.
Yeah, you're right. I guess
the
lock
is at the nest. What is it over there? It's a lock, right?
It'd be the lock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ness, I think, is the area, and lock is the body of water.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, they changed the name of the movie, though, because interest in Bigfoot movies that had started in the 70s had waned by then.
See? I'm telling... Dude, this movie...
just the music, the soundtrack to this, I immediately thought 1973 educational film.
It's movie. This spans decades. This movie. This is like, what is it? This is like a fucking Richard Linklater horror movie.
Yeah,
where it starts off in the '50s and it goes all the way up to 1981.
So Bigfoot is like the Forrest Gump of this movie. He kind of
he's more like the Forrest Hump of this movie.
Well, no, I think the 15-year-old he fucked was the Forrest Hump, Tim. Oh, God. And the other fun fact, Tim, you're never going to believe this one. Every scene in this movie was done in one take.
Not surprising at all.
With the quality of acting, the special effects, I would say, the line delivery, definitely the line delivery. Most of the people seem confused. throughout the movie. As
did
to
anybody
what
in
doing.
This movie go on to do anything else?
No. Nobody went on to do anything. I checked the credits. Nobody has been in anything. Nobody went on to do anything. Nothing.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Because one of the guys looks like Rex Smith. And here I go again. This is why this was reminding me of the 70s. Look well, him up. He was a huge star, singer, TV guy in the 70s. He looks like the guy who gets his back scratched.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that would be Rex Smith, Tim.
I know it wasn't him because at that time he was still too big, even in the 80s, to do a movie like this. He'd be on the Love Boat.
Yeah, he was on Silk Stockings, though.
Okay.
So that makes sense. A little Cagney and Lacey, Street Hawk, like you said, Love Boat. Yep. One episode of Love Boat, Tim.
And of course, yeah. If he did Love Boat, he also did Fantasy Island at some point.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, nobody. The only one that I found, if you go through Wikipedia, they've just got Joy Allen as female student. And she was in, I guess,
the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, when they're in the classroom. Yeah. And I guess she was in several episodes of Archie Bunker's Place. Not All in the Family, Archie Bunker's Place.
Oh, yeah,
Place.
I know, the horrible spinoff once they got rid of Edith, yeah.
Yeah. So she was in a few episodes of that. But that's about the biggest credit you got going into this one.
Does it say what her character was in the show? Because I remember watching that show, yeah.
You know, I am not sure, Tim. It did not say.
I'll have to break out my Archie Bunker Place Blu-ray collection and find out what episode she's in.
Yeah, you got it on Laserdisc over there, Tim. Oh, man. So we opened this movie as Dr. Nugent. No, not the pedophile musician.
Mm-hmm.
Our hero.
I do have written down he's got the Sasquatch fever.
He certainly does. And we open up with him in a hospital bed with a towel wrapped around his face from the nose down, kind of like Raziel from Soul Reaver, Legacy of Kain.
Or like a white ninja.
Like a white ninja, exactly. Yeah. He's got a white ninja look to him, right? So he's telling the cops are like, all right, tell us the story again about what happened and where those five students and two friends went missing in the woods. And he's like, well, I'll tell you, copper, it's true. What they say about the woods, there's a demon. Then he
Not
tells them.
Not a Bigfoot,
them,
a demon.
A demon, right.
And because, they got ADR. They're ADR in this whole fucking thing. You can't see his mouth. It's covered up. Just put in, it's a Bigfoot.
Well, they had to
oh,
ADR
they took out,
out
they must
the
have
Bigfoot.
Taken out the Bigfoot. That's right. You don't want to play at the Bigfoot. Yeah.
Remember, yeah, Bigfoot's not, that's not as
told hot
you,
he's
anymore.
Played out by that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going the way of quicksand.
So he tells them, he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you the story. He goes, okay, so the story is that some broad came up to me because when her dad was out fishing, he got mutilated, right? So we flash back to this dude tying his line to go fishing, and then we get our first scene of Bigfoot vision, which
is just, what, a red circle put around the fucking lens?
Yeah, it's like tunnel vision where they just put like a red framing around the lens.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just walk through the woods and run into like brushes and shit. So.
Yeah, Predator, you not a hack. Yeah, did it much better.
So then a monster comes up, grabs the dude and rips his arm off. And you see blood splatter on like a sheet that's hanging up. I guess he brought his sheets camping.
Yeah, because it's like he gets his arm ripped off. And then like 8 seconds later, the blood splatters on the sheet. And falls down to fill up a Bigfoot print.
And it's some of the worst fake blood I've ever seen in a movie.
Too much water in this blood.
Way too much water. Yeah. I was trying to describe it to my wife because the scene with the van, when the guy's laying over the windshield, it's like really bad in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like they're pouring like cherry Kool-Aid on the windshield.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, you know what? Look, we're doing this shit in one take. We ain't got time for fucking the Jell-O to settle a little bit more to get that fucking puddle moving slow. So get the puddle going fast. Put some more water in that.
They were already over budget, so they couldn't afford more Karo syrup. They just had to get water. Shit, we only had half. We'll made half the blood.
How much was
fucked.
The budget for this movie? This thing couldn't have been like maybe $20,000.
For this movie? I think it was $10. I bet you there's no. You know what? I just tried to look up Night of the Demon, Tim, and it defaulted to Night of the Demons. So
I know.
Go.
I had a tough time finding this movie, yeah.
Yeah, but it is on the Blood Bank. You can find it there, buddy. But
Sabrina, yeah.
Yeah, no idea on the budget, though. So, okay. Now, we cut back to Dr. Nugent and the daughter of the guy, the fisherman, I guess, and they're going to teach Dr. Nugent. I'm going to just start calling him Ted. Mm-hmm. They're going to go. Ted's going to go teach. He's going to have a TED talk to his class, which I'm trying to figure out what exactly he's teaching. I think it's government cover-ups of cryptids.
I think this is the easiest class in the college to get some credits off of, right? He's the crazy guy who got tenure, and then all of a sudden he just went fucking nuts.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you think he's like some UC Berkeley teacher? He's got tenure. You know, he's pulling in, what was 1972 when they filmed this? So he's pulling in $40,000 a year or something.
$40,000 a year, bunch of co-eds, yeah. So, you know, the fringe benefits of being a college professor back in the 70s.
Well, let me tell you something. You don't have a mustache like that if you're not fucking the students.
At one point, somebody gets killed, and I'm like, oh, shit, they killed the professor? And I'm like, oh, no, it's not. It's another guy who looks exactly like him because of that fucking mustache.
Because of the pencil mustache. The 70s pencil mustache this fucking guy's got. Just
in the
80s,
yeah.
The perviest mustache.
Yeah, and the hair doesn't work either with it, so...
No, a lot of the guys' hairdos in this are very questionable.
That's what I said. It was tough to tell what year this movie was supposed to be made in. These are 70s haircuts. These are 70s jackets with those fucking pastel colors and stuff like that. Not even pastel color. Like the bright-ass fucking blue and green and yellow mixed together.
You know what this is, Tim? When... Like with video games, when you get a new console that comes out, sometimes they release a game for both the old console and the new console. This is the movie equivalent of that between the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we're kind of stuck in between the two. Right? We're played out for the 70s, but we're not quite 80s.
And we're working on a script that was written in 1955. We got a hairdresser who quit school in 1963. So, you know, we got to patchwork this shit together. We got a lot of hamburger and a lot of steak sauce.
Yeah.
What can we do with it?
Look, man, yeah, I've got all of this fucking McDonald's barbecue sauce. I got to do something with it.
And, you know, the Bigfoot costume that we bought, we couldn't spend enough money to get it all done. It's all filled in except for the crotch, so his dick is going to be hanging out. So how can we work that into this movie?
Yeah, we got to figure out how to make Bigfoot's cock work in this movie. Well, we'll get to it. So, all right. then, by the way, with the ripping the arm off, that's when he falls down. He does the blood, the bleeding out into the Bigfoot paw print, and it fills it up. Good looking scene, right? I mean, well, composed. Good idea.
I don't know,
for
this Bigfoot
execution.
Got someone with this Bigfoot's leaving fucking footprints all over the goddamn place. How is he not caught already?
Because that's the one thing everybody knows about Bigfoot is he leaves big footprints. That's why he's called Bigfoot. He doesn't really have another bit.
You would think in this movie, this Bigfoot, who is smart enough to use tools, would have fashioned some kind of sandals or something, like snowshoes or something, to throw off all the fucking people coming to look for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, man, this Bigfoot should be, he's more like in the Friday the 13th reboot. You know how they kind of made Jason a little too smart?
Yeah.
They kind of did that with this Bigfoot.
No, see, here I'm getting the new King Kong vibes off this motherfucker. This thing's using fucking tools and machinery.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, clearly he is a menace, and he must be stopped. But okay. He's teaching this class about how there's all these attacks, and there's all this evidence of Bigfoot, but the local government seems to be covering it up, right?
All of the examples.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't see the Bigfoot doing this stuff, the fucking nail chick could have been the one who was doing it. There is nothing. Yes. There's no Bigfoot kills in this movie that screams big fucking foot.
No.
He makes two fucking Girl Scouts stab each other to fucking death. He fakes a fucking shotgun suicide.
The making the Girl Scouts stab each other to
death. That was so good, man. That was
one of the
fucking
funniest killings I've seen in a slasher movie. It is ridiculous, Tim. So fucking stupid.
It's just a visual. It's like he's doing like that disco dance, like with there's one guy in the middle, there's two guys, he spins them out, and then he pulls them back in together and spins them out and pulls them back. Now they got their knives out. So it's Girl Scouts are want to do. Yeah.
Because you know how Girl Scouts are usually packing fucking Bowie knives everywhere they go. I don't think I've ever seen a Girl Scout go into the woods.
Yeah, they just sell cookies, man.
Yeah, they just sell cookies, right? That's their whole thing.
That's a scam.
They're just baking and selling cookies.
Well, I know what it is. The Catholic priests really have no interest in taking the girls into the woods.
All right.
So they get to stay in.
So anyway, we're going to... You're a little too accurate, Tim. Much like the local government covering up Bigfoot, we have to cover up the Boy Scouts of America and their fucking crazy pedophilia branches that have been just woven through the tapestry of our country. Now, so... He's like, all right, I'm going to tell class a story, see, about another pair of people that died, right? And, Tim, we cut to, first, there's like this bad video of ladies at a picnic.
Yeah.
When, and I can only describe the Bigfoot in this as what the ape lady must have looked like at the circus you went to.
I got flashes of that, especially when we see this thing full on in the front. I'm like, holy shit, yeah.
Did you get a little PTSD, Tim?
I was ready to run out of the room.
Yeah. So, yeah, it runs over, it knocks over a camera, and then we see, like, the Bigfoot thing run over it. And the students are like, oh, my God, oh, my God. He's like, hey, you think that's fucked up? Check this shit out.
Well, no, hold on, no, hold on. Because one student goes, yeah, that's like a couple years ago. That was debunked.
Oh, goes, right.
Then he's like, no, it wasn't, because that's what I'm teaching a class on. So it's real.
Hmm. Can you bunk something or can you only debunk it?
Hmm. Yeah, nothing gets like bunked, right?
Yeah. That's like when I learned that you know, to discombobulate is to take something apart, right? but combobulate is also a word. So, like, I could say, Tim, I'm going to go combobulate a puzzle. I'll see you later. And that's accurate. That's not a way a psycho talks.
No, it's just how somebody talks from, like, what, 200 years ago?
From when they filmed this movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the teacher is like, yeah, you think that's fucked up? Check out this story. And then we just cut to this couple fucking in the van in the woods. So picture this, Tim. He's telling the students, like, all right, so here's what was going on. This dude was balls deep in this chick with the biggest red wig ever. I think he's trying to talk you through a jack-off session, Tim.
It is the most ridiculous hair I've ever seen.
It is. She's got more hair than head.
Yeah, and it's really her hair. It kind of looks like it's like she could be using it as like a fucking pillow.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember in that Nightmare on Elm Street where the dude in the back seat starts unfolding the map and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and it eventually fills up the car that they're in and he's like panicking?
Oh,
it's like,
man.
if Freddy was ever in one of your nightmares and it was that chick from the Friday the 13th TV series and you're just about ready to hook up with her and her hair just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
That's okay. Yeah. But this one is just, no, disturbing. And for me to say that about big hair, there's something wrong with it.
Wow. So this actually traumatized you, Tim. So anyway, the guy gets back to telling the story about how the guy's sucking on her nipple. And I tell my wife, I was like, you know, this is rare. I'm watching a guy suck a nipple in a movie. And my wife's like, I really hope they were like partners or something in reality. Because.
This generation, Eddie. This generation. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my personal friends and heroes, Mr. Tom Atkins from Halloween 3, sucked on a titty. For a movie.
I don't think they were in a relationship, right?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't ask him when I met him. Fuck. I should have asked him how that titty was. Hey, Tom, just between us fellas, how was that titty in Halloween 3?
What was the like, blocking Eddie? Like? Yeah.
He's like, Eddie, not a day goes by I don't remember.
It's a good part of acting. That and getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, that and getting paid a lot of money for literally doing not much.
Unless you're in Bigfoot movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, unless you're the poor mute. The poor mute in this fucking movie, Tim.
Oh, God.
That poor Wanda.
The torment that they put her through.
Yeah. Just over and over, dude. It's great. So anyhow, Bigfoot rips the van door off, grabs the dude, drags him off of the chick, drags him up onto the roof, then I guess just rips him apart up there and flops him over the windshield. And this scene with him over the windshield takes conservatively half an hour of him just slowly inching down it and more shitty fake blood. Like
I watch this movie on 1.25 speed.
Tim.
There was no difference. What are you talking about? How many times is just like walking through the fucking woods, fucking rowing down the goddamn river, all that stuff. There's so much filler in this goddamn movie. And like you said, when this happened, I didn't notice it happening. This happened in regular motion.
Tim, that's why before you were talking about how there's not enough nipple play. You were watching it at 1.25 speed.
No, that one, then I slowed it down to just 0.25 speed.
0.25, yeah. You had to really, really like it. By the way, here's a good indicator, Tim. What era were those titties from?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just thinking about it. She's got 1950s, 1960s stripper hair. She got that fucking... what the fuck is her name? Priscilla Presley hair going on, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay.
But those aren't 70s tits.
No.
They're not even 50s. They're not pointy enough to be 1950s. No, they're not big enough and floppy enough to be the 60s or the 70s.
No, those are 80s tits.
Yeah, those look like 80s tits. They almost have, I was expecting a suntan mark on them.
Oh, God. Sunlines, if only. Yeah. Tan line on them. Yep. So... fucking then we cut to he doesn't finish the story or anything. There's no closure with the scene at the school because we just cut to him getting home from work to his wife who's already in bed and she's all like, oh honey, glad you're back home. If you're hungry, there's a meatloaf in the fridge and it's still warm. And I just had
full of bacteria now.
Now, our buddy Chef Robbie, just let everybody know about putting, like, let's say, a ground meat dish that's still warm in the fridge, and exactly how safe that is for people. Not a great move, but it was the 80s, you know.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do?
Or the 50s?
It was the 40s. It was pre-germ theory of bacteria. Yeah.
The Iceman hadn't delivered yet, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just about headed to World War II when filming a Bigfoot movie. So she's freaking out because she's all like, oh, so you're going to just go out in the woods with all your students and fuck them. I've seen your mustache. And he's like, you're just freaking out, babe. Relax. And then he just eats her pussy to calm her down.
Oh, with that mustache.
Oh, yeah. Just like a caterpillar inchworming across her fucking
again, no
pussy.
Nipple work. Just right down there. Right down
just
there.
Just right straight to the pussy. Don't do that, fellas.
A little bit build up, right?
Yeah, unless you're like trying to shock them or something. Don't just go straight to the pussy. Yeah. Do a little like up above play or something.
Yeah, give them enough time to make sure everything's okay. Just don't jump in there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Not Dr. Sexy here. Not Dr. Ted. So next day, right, he meets up with the students and they're going to go meet their point of contact in the woods, which is the old man Perry character. The fucking this guy is great, first of all, because he just walks out with a shotgun and they're like, hey, you're the guy that sent us all the articles about the shit going on here. You want to talk to us now? He's like, no, I'm hunting. And he just walks off. So they're
why
like,
why would he send the articles to these people? Why? Well, like I said, this script is written over three fucking decades, so I'm sure they lost track of why they are in the woods to begin with. But he doesn't need to be the one who sends them the photographs of what's going on.
Tim, there's a whole like cult angle to this that means nothing.
Yeah. That's true. I have written down the whole fucking town is in on this. There are more people living in the woods than living in this fucking town.
That's true. That we do, because when they go to the town, they meet three people, and then in the woods, there's like 90 people. So, Tim, you're saying there's like a midsummer situation going on here? The whole town's in on it, or a wicker man?
Yeah, once a Bigfoot gets to a certain age, you got to jump off the cliff.
Got to sacrifice the Bigfoot, Tim. You know what? It all adds up, buddy.
You're eating a cake, and you find a big... Bigfoot pubic hair in your fucking...
Oh, God. Just a giant Bigfoot pube.
I'm pulling it out. Oh, God.
It's just like one of those endless handkerchiefs from the magician. Just keep pulling it out. So they're like, all right,
oh,
well,
man,
the
root's attached.
So they decide, like, all right, well, this guy's got to come back to his house, so why don't we just set all of our tents up in front of his house?
I've written down, yo, dude, this is how you get yourself fucking shot, right? You can't just fucking squat on this fucking guy's land. He lives in the fucking middle of nowhere.
Well, Tim, guys that live in the middle of nowhere like this tend to not mind if you're on their property. They don't have
sure,
a lot
no
of...
no problem at all. Yeah, a bunch of teenage kids come squat right outside my fucking door, too, not even give me a little space. How am I going to make it to the outhouse without them seeing?
Yeah, the weird, like, anti-government separatist people. Because we find out that this guy was, like, he's living his life in Sacramento. And it got to be too much for him. So he came down to the fucking jungle. Which, I mean, to be fair, safer than Sacramento, even with the Bigfoots.
Hold on. In the 70s and even in the 80s, what the fuck is going on in Sacramento? That's too much for anybody. That they got to go live in the middle of the fucking woods.
Well, Tim, I'll have you know, Sacramento is the capital of California.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. So there's
still
probably
just never
plenty.
Yeah,
going.
But you know, Albany is the capital of New York, and Albany can go fuck itself. Nothing's
That's
going
true.
On up there, right?
That's fair. Albany can go fuck itself. That is true. We'll have to, you know, we'll have to ask our buddy Sir Charles what was going on
in the 70s and the 80s. 60s. What would be so bad that forget the 50s. 50s is white guy fucking prime time, no matter where you are. There's
true.
Nothing too stressful that you got to get away from.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, what would cause Grizzly Adams here to fucking abandon? Oh, you know what? Maybe it was getting a little bit too diverse.
A young Sir Charles moved in across the street.
Yeah. And then this guy's like, well, there goes the neighborhood. We're moving out to the woods with the Bigfoots. At least the Bigfoots are white, I think. Kind of. It's hard to tell in this one. You do see some skin, but you can't really tell. So,
yeah, that's
anyhow,
true.
Anyhow, he goes back to telling more stories about people just randomly getting killed in the woods.
Yeah, we keep breaking away from what's going on with these guys walking through the fucking woods to tell a story about what happened with the Bigfoot.
Yep. So
that could all
story.
Be explained by natural occurrences, too.
This one could? The guy that is in a sleeping bag that Bigfoot picks up and Whirly.
Okay. Well, that could be explained by a Jason.
That could be. Yeah, it could have been a Jason. Well, wait a minute. Hold on here. When was the first time Jason picked somebody up in a sleeping bag and bashed him against a tree?
I'm saying it's got to be at least three. Maybe three. Maybe four.
Right. So this was filmed in 1961. We've established him.
Yep.
No.
Jason
okay.
was just a little boy. Jason didn't even drown yet when this movie was made.
Yeah, because 1980 was the first Friday the 13th, right? And that was his mother killing people.
This came out 83, but it's already been floating around Hollywood. All the buzz around this big Bigfoot movie that's coming out,
Tim,
right?
Tim, are you insinuating... that Jason, that kill was stolen from Night of the Demon?
It's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
It's not like Friday the 13th didn't steal anything from Halloween or anything like that, right? Come on, it's a great fucking scene. This scene should be in every movie. If when I went to see Godzilla Minus One, if Godzilla picked up somebody in a fucking sleeping bag and just bashed them back and forth on a tree and just went his way.
Well, this one, though, he doesn't bash him back and forth. He whirly copters him and then flings him in the sleeping bag and he gets impaled into a branch of a tree. Fucking fantastic kill.
So I'll maybe the guy was like trying to sleep in a tree and he fell down. He landed on the branches.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, dude. That's a good point. So that night, one of the either the students or the friends, they never give these people names, by the way, except for the doctor.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has their names.
So one of the guys just walks up to the cabin in the middle of the night with a bottle of hooch and is like, hey, buddy, how about if I give you some booze to break the ice and then we can talk?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, all right, cool. Goes in there. And now, Tim, I want you to tell me where this goes in the future. He's in the cabin, notices an ashtray with a bunch of cigarette butts in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tells the guy, hey, you want a cigarette? The guy says, no, I don't smoke.
Very weird cigarettes. All black cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought they were like roaches.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But they were too well rolled. Like,
yeah, they were like too big to be a roach. Cooked. They'd be like water bugs, yeah.
Or maybe the guy was smoking cloves. You think he was like really into The Cure? You know those are illegal? Now, here in California, cloves? You can't buy cloves?
They should be, yeah. They're probably worse than regular cigarettes.
You think so?
I remember one time trying one a long, long time ago, and it was just like fucking smoking a peppermint.
Yeah, they're pretty gross. I don't remember them being minty, but yeah, they were pretty bad.
Like smoking Vic Vapor Rub or some shit like that.
Yeah, Tim, you got to see the joints I got, buddy. You got to see.
Don't
these
move
things.
The camera.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to move the camera. I don't want to create any motion sickness in our listeners. They are strawberry diesel, strawberry Damn. Sour diesel. Tim, you're
that's
like
one you
these.
Can get is that diesel shit. Yeah,
they are.
You're buying them pre-rolled, or you're buying them pre-rolled, right?
Oh yeah, baby, these are pre-rolled.
Why don't you just buy a fucking machine and just get the raw papers with the filter and just fill them yourselves? Just roll the fucking butt up and just put
Tim,
it in.
I'm a rich guy. I pay people to do that.
All right, yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Here we go. Here they are. So they're baby
the Jeter. Dog walkers, yeah. Oh, baby Jeters. Yeah. I know them, yeah, yeah.
They're infused with liquid diamonds.
They have them in all the illegal shops in New York. I don't think the legal shops have the Jeters yet, yeah.
And then they have these the powder that they roll the little fuckers in on the outside. Dude,
the keef, yeah.
Dude, those things, that those
dude,
are a good
keef
time.
Keef fucks you up. You have no idea. No, do you
Tim,
have a grinder? Do you use a grinder when you...
Tim.
Okay.
Buddy, who are you talking to here? Look at this.
That's
this
the fucking grinder green. You got? Hold the fuck on. Hold the fuck on. Hold on. Hold on.
I don't smoke weed, Tim. I eat gummies. Because they're better for you. They're like vitamins. They have vitamin C in them. Oh, God. Tim's going to get his grinder. It's going to look like that thing in fucking... what was the Mangler? The Stephen King movie, The Mangler? It's going to look like that. Jesus Christ, Tim. You know what that
got
looks
the little
like?
Keef screen on the bottom.
The best thing about that, Tim, is you can put ribbon candy in it and then leave it out on your coffee table and
it's
nobody will be
weapon.
The wiser.
Yo, oh, this shit two fucking it. Turns and everything's done. Yeah.
Jeez. No, they just gave me this little dinky piece of shit one. I don't know. I don't really. Like I said, I'll do gummies. I got the little pens or whatever. I don't.
The gummies just aren't working for me anymore as much. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm taking the 100 milligrams. I was never, the only, except for the very first time I had a brownie and it fucked me up so bad.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I've just never been able to get the same type of thing. I've been chasing that dragon.
Man, yeah, you need to get some higher quality shit then, I guess. I don't know.
No, I have a machine. I used to make my own fucking butter and my own oil and shit like that. I can make it as strong as I want. And there'd be times where I'd eat a whole brownie and nothing happened. And then another time I'd eat like a quarter of it and I'd be like, I can't feel my legs. So it's always been hit or miss with me with the edibles.
Yeah, we're also going with your ability to do the math. and the portioning. And
there's an app on my phone that I had where it was showing me with if you're going to use already vaped bud, how much you had to put into it. If you're using pure bud, how much you put into it. How many ounces of butter were you making? What recipe was you using? So it gave me a breakdown of each of the brownies, okay, or the cookies, okay, how much exactly they were in.
All right. Well, I
trust averaging that. About 150 to 200 milligrams for a brownie. So
God damn, dude, that's insane. 150 to 200 milligrams.
There's just something Jesus about Christ, my metabolism. Dude. It just doesn't work all the time. It's weird.
I guess so, man.
Mm.
So he asks the dude in the cabin about Bigfoot and pockets a couple of the cigarette butts, like for proof.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Then the dude goes back to the group and is like, hey, guys, I think there was somebody else in the cabin with him, because earlier the lady saw somebody in the window when he was gone.
Yeah, while they were squatting outside.
Yeah, and I found these cigarette butts. So something's up. I don't trust that guy. There's probably somebody else in there that's been listening to us the whole time.
Whole time. And we've been farting and fucking around. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he learns about Crazy Wanda from the dude in the cabin. Now, Crazy Wanda is a lady who had a traumatic birth, and because of that, she doesn't talk anymore.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, that's weird. I don't really understand how childbirth can render you mute.
Well, let's say it does, why would you say she doesn't talk anymore? Was she talking before she was born? And then once she had the traumatic birth, she couldn't talk anymore?
Yeah, before I have
oh,
to
wait,
imagine.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm getting mixed up. She's talking about not her birth. She's talking about birth.
Right. No, okay, she gave birth. And because of that trauma, she can't talk.
So again, this thing doesn't need Bigfoot. It's just her dad.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, Tim, is I was a good maybe 40% of the way through the movie thinking like, you know, this would be kind of neat if maybe there is no Bigfoot.
Yeah. If she's using, because I swear to God, I was thinking, is she using the Bigfoot thing as a smokescreen? And that's how she's getting her revenge on all the people calling us a mute.
Yeah, calling her a mute. That's why. Not the other things that they're doing to her. They're calling her a mute. That's the one that bothers her, Tim. So anyway.
I know, I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can still hear, dumbass, but I can't tell you this. So I don't know how we're having this conversation. I guess sign language. But you can't read that. So never mind. Just stop raping me, please. So. But they never pay off who the other person in the cabin is. There's no reason for it.
We see them outside smoking a cigarette. We see them smoking the same cigarette, and that's it. It's a one-shot scene. And then, yeah, that's it. Done.
This whole diversion, just like you said, runtime. No point to it. Because then they head back to town to ask the locals for info.
I have written down, no. No small town is this welcoming and telling you all the fucking gossip right off the bat. At one point where fucking guy, professor, goes into the fucking store.
Yep.
And he's like, tell me about her. Tell me what's going on with her. Where does she live? After the fucking guy behind the counter spills his guts, he goes, why do you want to know? Dude, too late now.
Good. It's so good. Yeah. Because he tells her, he's like, oh, yeah, you mean Crazy Wanda. She got left out in a cabin in the woods by Father McGinty. See, she had a kid, and that made her unable to speak. Also, McGinty thought he saw the devil, and so he set himself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he had a cult, I guess, that does human sacrifice and cannibalism. So you should probably stay out of the woods.
And then Professor Guy takes a quarter out and goes, call it.
Yeah. This quarter found you. You know what?
What can time do you close?
Can we get him? Can we get fucking Anton Chigurhs in this town to just clean shit up? Please? I'm begging for that. Him just with that fucking bolt gun? Oh, my God.
That'd take out Bigfoot right quick, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Bigfoot would be laying on this side fucking twitching. He'd be out, man. Fuck that noise.
Mm.
So he's like, oh, and if you want to get on Crazy Wanda's good side, just bring her some candy. She'll do anything for candy. And then he winks and then elbows him. And I thought that was messed up. Anyhow.
This Nell is this just living Nell. On candy. Yeah.
Poor Nell. Oh, my God. It just lives off of candy and whatever she finds after the weird virgin fertility ritual that people are doing, like the people that brought hoagies and shit.
At one point, I've written down, how does this fucking lady still have teeth? She's living like a Nell and only eating candy.
Yeah, yeah. So they head back to the camp, and they're like, all right, this is pretty suspicious. Why don't we set up, at night we'll have a guard, right? Everybody will have one person stay up and then, you know, do shifts, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, that's good. And the doctor's like, hey, since we're here at the campfire again, I might as well tell you another story. Again, Tim, and this is inside of this man is in a hospital telling this story. Mm-hmm. You think he's just trying to buy time from the cops? He's like, look, they're going to arrest me. I better just tell the longest
story. The longer I talk, the less I'm in jail, right? I'm postponed jail as long as I fucking possibly can, yes.
So that's why his story keeps getting worse and more aggressive.
So inside the story, there's a guy on a motorcycle who stopped to remember about a time when he was a young boy. And then we go into another flashback of the motorcycle guy.
Again, it's just Inception, just dreams all the way down, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So this biker, he's like, oh, yeah, I got to tell you this story about a biker. He pulled over to take a piss, and Bigfoot reached up and grabbed his dick and ripped it off. Then the dude stumbled over to his bike and spooged blood all over it.
Yep. It was a Kawasaki bike, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after Bigfoot rips his dick off, because he pisses on Bigfoot. Literally pisses on Bigfoot, right? That's not a good idea.
Don't tug on Superman's cape. Don't piss on Bigfoot.
Piss on Bigfoot, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, in the hospital, he's telling the story about how when he laid down, you could just see the stub of his penis after it had been ripped off by Bigfoot and just spurting blood over and over again, yeah.
Which, how did he know? Because all we would have seen, all that would have happened was somebody drove by and saw a dead biker with his dick ripped off.
With his dick ripped off, yeah.
Or just missing.
Yeah.
It could have been bitten off. He could have gotten a very weird accident.
Yeah, it was off. Whatever it was, there was something off about that biker.
But no. Doctor knows. He knows that Bigfoot reached up and grabbed his cock while he was pissing.
See, again, make this movie, make him Bigfoot, make him like he's so fucking crazy, right? He's got to find this Bigfoot that he's going to do whatever he can to make Bigfoot real, that he's going around pretending to be Bigfoot and killing all these fucking people, because again, nothing that happens to these people would be ascribed to a Bigfoot. Even the National Enquirer would be like, you know what, let's go with a devil cult instead of Bigfoot ripping off dicks of bikers on the side of the fucking highway.
Dude, exactly. Okay, so you've got, first of all, I guess the redhead lived from the van.
Does he rape the redhead?
I wasn't thinking that.
Or is he a one-girl Bigfoot?
Oh, okay. No, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Mm, did he?
That's right.
Because he also didn't rape the chick after he clawed the dude's back.
That's true.
So, yeah, I guess so.
Well, it depends on how long was Bigfoot watching. He might have been watching inside the van a lot longer than watching Rex Smith not being able to come.
Yeah, you think Bigfoot was just beating his dick out there? Oh, God. Did you see a big footprint with a big puddle of cum in it, like fucking E.T. the Killer?
That's how it fills up. Yeah, that could have been the finishing shot. The first one, it fills up with blood.
And it just looks like the Metallica Load album cover between the blood and cum. Anyhow, so the doctor's like, all right, story time's over. Now everybody get some sleep. Now that I told you about ripping dicks off. Dude, then... If I asked you to guess, you never would have. They wake up because they hear like drums, and there's this Malik fertility ritual going on. There were all of these locals. They're not even wearing masks, first of all. They're just like standing around in their shitty fucking whatever. They're probably, I don't know where they were getting these clothes at this point, these hill people, but they're just standing around in like shitty clothes. One dude's like drinking a beer. Couple of guys they brought a foosball table out, and they've got this girl, fucking crazy Wanda, strapped up to, it looks like a fold out picnic table that they put a red tablecloth over, and they just have some dude, just like a guy, which usually if you're going to have somebody rape the seed of Satan into a woman on an altar, you don't just want it to be like Bill. It's got to be like, well, like if you've watched Infinity Pool, how they make the weird clone of the guy and he's like the beast version of him. You need that guy to rape the devil into the mute girl. And that's the other thing, is I'm not really sure if it's rape or not, because she can't talk. So she wasn't saying like no or anything. Wait a minute. I think I might have found a workaround. Huh. Well, let me go.
I'm so glad I got back for this part. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I was purposely stretching for time, too. So we
I
know.
I can hear you. I'm taking a piss. Don't worry.
So we can get you for the rape segment.
First of all, until you just said it, I didn't even realize that's her. I thought it was somebody else.
No, they call it out later on in the movie, too. The doctor is like, with the cult leader, your father's cult leader or cult friends, what they were doing to you in the woods.
Okay. So, extra fucked up for her, yeah.
And again, they just have, like, some dude to rape the seed of Satan into her. Well,
so it's fucked up because the Bigfoot who rapes her is the nicest person to her in this entire movie. Because these college kids show up and they fucking traumatize the hell out of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they fuck her up pretty bad. The doctor gave her candy, but that's about it. Yeah, I guess you're fine.
It wasn't a whole candy cane. It was just a fucking stick.
No, you know what? The boyfriend at the beginning that she had before Bigfoot raped her, that guy didn't do anything bad to her.
Yeah. Well, he left her, right?
Well, the dad made that happen. The dad kind of locked her up because of it.
Yeah, young swamp love. What are you going to do when you fall in love with the cult leader's daughter?
Star-crossed lovers, Tim. Tale as old as time, my friend. Tale as old as this movie, you might say. So this guy is like, yeah, I'm not going to allow somebody to rape a Satan baby into a woman on my watch. Pulls out his gun, fires off a couple of like starter pistol warning shots, and everybody flees, right? Knocking over a gas can that they brought. Why are they bringing a gas can out here? The only
At
reason
one point,
I can...
Did they lose the canoe yet or no? Not yet.
No, we're about to lose the canoe. But okay, what I'm saying is the cultists brought a gas can out. The only reason I could imagine that they did it was because...
They're going to burn a cross.
Well, they had that big Bigfoot effigy.
Yeah, with a fucking tape in it that was making Bigfoot sounds? Who's making the Bigfoot sound?
Me. Just beating it over there, watching this shit. You know what it reminded me of is Bohemian Grove. I bet this is what they get up to there.
Where's Alex Jones when you need him?
Yeah. Oh, holy shit. You think Alex Jones saw this movie and that started him down the path? He's like, I gotta find these cultists.
Let's just say, whenever we talk about Alex Jones, please don't anybody go check him out because...
Yeah, no, yeah. It's fine. Yeah, just don't give him any attention. He's like Freddy. If you don't
I know there's a podcast that I listen to. I think I mentioned it, Knowledge Fight, where they talk, they break down all of his fucking shows and all that stuff. There's a theory that they got going on that he's looking for them to force him into bankruptcy, go out of business, and then go work for fucking Tucker Carlson or ONN or some shit like that. That way he kind of gets around skirting out having to pay the money.
That's true, yeah. Interesting. Because I know he tried to do like some side project shit, the one where he was going to have a painting show.
Oh, my God.
I wish.
See, I would watch that. I would just watch it, yes.
Tim, what was stolen from us?
He was just going to paint and take phone calls, which he never takes the phone calls. He always keeps saying, I got all these phone calls I'm getting to, and he just never fucking does it.
Funny how that never comes up. So, all right, they all scatter. They knock over the gas can, and that burns the Bigfoot effigy, which I'm like, I thought that was the point, that they were going to do that anyway. Anyhow, the doctor gathers everybody up and is like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. Somebody's like, hey, there's not for nothing, but there's a big fucking fire going off in these woods. You think we should, like, try to put it out?
Nah, fuck that shit. That ain't our problem. It's not our job.
Yeah, fuck that. It's not our woods. Let them deal with it.
It's not like we're sleeping here. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in the
woods. So again, see? All right, so... Man, this environmental message, this is like the 50s, right? Just who cares if the woods are burning? We're living in the woods. We're sleeping in the woods. We're squatting in the woods. This is where we need to sleep. Who cares if it's burning? It's not our problem.
Yeah, this is, I think, in a pre-Smokey the Bear world.
No, so. Smokey the Bear has been around a long, long time.
It was around the 50s, right? Smokey the Bear?
Probably. Maybe even going back to the 40s. Who knows?
As long as there's been bears telling us about not lighting shit on fire, yeah.
Maybe you think Smokey the Bear goes back to like Teddy Roosevelt being president and doing the fucking national parks?
Now I'm curious about that. Mm. Let's see where he started out here.
And why isn't anybody coming out the marijuana brand with Smokey the Bear?
Yep, 1944.
Oh, shit. All right.
Was when the campaign began.
So 44, that's either what? Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, not Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the original 44, slogan,
that might be Truman, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Tim. I'm sorry, I'm just reading. I'm reading the original slogan here was, Smokey says care will prevent 9 out of 10 forest fires. So I guess that means the power companies don't care. Yeah. Because 9 out of 10 forest fires are caused by a fucking downed power line or a blown up transformer that they didn't fix. Not fireworks. Years they've been telling us, no, your fireworks, Eddie, they're going to cause all the fucking meltdowns and problems. Nope. Nope. Fix your infrastructure. So anyway. this is when they go back at night. And the doctor's wife just has a nightmare about Bigfoot ripping his throat out.
Is it? Because I thought the last time that we saw her was when he actually does get killed.
No, she just has a nightmare about Bigfoot ripping his throat out in her bed. And then she's like, oh, whatever. And then takes another Klonopin or whatever wives were taken back
then.
That
she has a different kind of Bigfoot dream. Yeah.
Oh, man. So next morning, this is when they discovered him that the boat's missing, and there are Bigfoot tracks near the boat where it was.
Yes.
So my deductive reasoning, Tim, is that the Bigfoot doesn't want them to leave, and it figured out how to unmoor their boat.
This is a smart Bigfoot. We're going to find out. This is the smartest Bigfoot I've ever fucking heard of, right?
Yeah, smart and a committed father.
I mean, Mothman doesn't use tools. Bigfoot doesn't use tools. What kind of cryptid uses fucking tools? At that point,
this Bigfoot does.
Not even the Bigfoot from $6 Million Man, which is a fucking robot built by aliens from outer space, used fucking tools. Maybe that tree trunk he threw at.
That's not really a tool, though. Yeah. That's like monkeys flinging shit. That doesn't mean it's a tool.
That's true. Yeah. Kong's got a metal glove, I hear, so he uses an axe to stop a ray from hitting him.
Yeah. Dude, when the Bigfoot uses the axe to kill somebody, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I fucking love it, Tim. Okay, so then they're like, all right, well, we might as well go back to the camp, and then we'll try to get Wanda to talk to us so that we can fucking figure out how to get out of here. They go back to the camp, and the two blonde, whoever they are playing the sexiest game of chess ever.
I've heard that. Who goes camping and plays fucking chess in the dark?
Psychos.
Yeah, but it is hot chess, I have to say.
Yeah, because they're both fingering the bishop.
Mm-hmm.
They're both flicking.
Instead of the other way around, yeah.
They're doing a little nipple work on top of the bishop. That's for damn sure, Tim. So...
Work that queen.
The next thing you know, of course, that leads to a sex scene. And Tim, this is our first O face that we get to see, which is our buddy blonde guy who also looks like the doctor. They all the dudes in here kind of look the same, except for the hair color. I'll give
you the
hair
color. Yeah, some of them are
blonde.
This is the blonde guy. This is the guy who looks like Craig Smith, the guy who gets his back scratched, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the guy every time I kept seeing, he looks exactly like fucking Rex Smith.
Just fucking this broad. And then Bigfoot comes in for the reach around, claws him on the fucking back.
And he busts. This is the best busting ever done, man. I remember back in the day, arching my back like that. Yeah, without it cracking. Can't do that anymore at this age. No.
Yeah, when you start losing like elasticity in your body, then the sex just starts going downhill. For you. Not for them. No, they're never disappointed by it. So he fucking busts the fattest nut. She screams, but out of panic because she saw the Bigfoot. Then everybody that alerts the camp, and they're all like, hey, what happened? She's like, I don't know. A Bigfoot clawed him. I guess it ran off. And they're like, that's cool. Well, now it's just like this dude's
so Bigfoot crippled. Did get caught jerking off, and he was embarrassed. He kills everybody else, but this is like an embarrassing moment for himself. So he's and just runs away.
Hey, he just swipes the
Don't
guy.
Don't look
on.
At me! Ah!
Maybe he was wiping the cum off of his paw onto the guy's back. Didn't realize his claws were still out.
He's got a bunch of Bigfoot babies growing out of his back. Because who knows how that shit works, right?
Yeah, it could be like a gremlin scenario where you get the little pods on their back.
Don't
and
come
they pop
on
out.
Them after midnight.
That's a good point, Tim. Don't come on any gremlins after midnight. Or Mogwai.
Does that count?
Yeah. Come? It's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's test that theory out. Let's go find a Mogwai. See if it gets pregnant by a back shot. Nah, so, fucking dude, like they're telling him, like, look, that was definitely a Bigfoot that fucking clawed him. And by the way, the wound now the movie's about this wound the guy's got on his fucking back. Because he's like, I can't move as good anymore. I got a fever. It's like slowing him down.
He's doing Eric Stoltz. He's laying down for pretty much the rest of this movie, right?
Yep. Because they start talking about it's going to fester. I'm like, oh, is that a medical term? Or
it's an interesting term. I haven't heard that word in a long time, but I know exactly what it meant. Yeah.
Yep.
Like Uncle Fester, see?
So his hair is going to fall out and he can light light bulbs by putting them in his mouth?
His mouth if he's lucky.
Oh. Well, that's where the sun don't shine. Nobody said anything about an
incandescent
bulb.
That's why you need a light bulb. The sun ain't shining. Yeah.
Hey, I have an upside down idea, Tim.
Is that a bad idea?
Yeah, shoving a light bulb up your ass, I'd say that's a bad idea, Tim.
Yeah, ask anybody who works in an emergency room on a Friday or a Saturday night.
I just love that it's been how many years of them removing shit from people's assholes?
I remember when I was a kid, there was a book, I think my grandmother had it, and it was supposed to be written by a real doctor. Who knows if it was a real doctor or someone. Yeah. And it was all those fucking stories about all the shit that people came in. It was like a whole chapter about just shit in the ass.
Yeah. Not
and
shit,
if it was just
though.
Shit in the ass, that'd be okay. Yeah. You know, give them some kaopectate and they're okay with it, but
right
just I mean, dudes, I don't get the light bulb thing.
How many years though? Like they people in like 1910 were shoving stuff up their ass and going to a doctor to get it removed. And
no,
they've all
I can understand shoving shit up your ass, okay? Because look, you got a prostate up there, it feels good, whatever, right? Because I know there was a Law and Order SVU episode where some girl was drugging guys, like all these smart guys she was targeting, like all these brilliant guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I think was a football player, one of them was Bobby Flay. By the way, he was a special guest on that episode. As himself, yes. And what she was doing is she was drugging them, and then she was putting an electric rod up their ass and stimulating their prostate, so they immediately ejaculated. So, I mean, there's something there. But why a light bulb, man? What do you think?
Tim,
like, am I going to be the first one who gets a light bulb up my ass without breaking it?
I guess
is that the thing? Is that Mount Everest for sticking shit up your ass? Is you get a light bulb in there and out without breaking it?
Listen, some men skydive, some men go fucking in cages with sharks, some men try to shove a fucking light up their asshole.
I just don't get it with the light bulbs, man.
Is it any stupider than swimming with sharks?
Yes, I'd rather take my chance of swimming with the shark than sticking a light bulb up my ass thinking it's not going to break before I get it out.
But what if the shark has a light bulb that wants to stick up your ass? See, you didn't ask that part. So
the devil's in the details.
It truly is, Tim. Or the devil's in the Bigfoot, maybe. Maybe the Bigfoot is a demon. We'll find out, buddy.
Halfway through this movie, it turns into a demon.
So they head off to Crazy Wanda's fucking cabin the next day. And she's like, yeah, not letting him in or anything. Just opens the little, you know, door in the door at the front door to peek out at him. They talk to her. They're like, that's weird. There's all these bars on it. Oh, man, that's
Bigfoot's glory hole.
Oh, God. Bigfoot's just shoving his big dick in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Because why would you have that in that kind of a house? Why the fuck do you need a peephole like that? Like it's a fucking speakeasy.
That explains all the gifts Bigfoot's been bringing her. She's just not in the mood, so he brings her a Coke bottle, like, the gods must be crazy. So, Jesus Christ, so she's been sucking off Bigfoot through that hole in the fucking door.
Yeah, it's just whenever he's horny, he knocks on the door, yeah. She goes, who is it? And he goes, Swordfish. And she opens up that thing.
Swordfish. Well, she ain't no Halle Berry, but, you know. When in the woods. You know. So she's like a woods Halle Berry is what this chick is. Okay, I got you. I got you.
Little tangent here. I just remember with Swordfish, I had back in the day when I was having to use beepers on payphones to get my drug dealer to show up at a certain spot so I could buy weed off of him.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot that I was fucking dealing with thought that because there might be cops listening to all the phone calls on payphones,
yeah,
using a beeper to a payphone, no way you're going to trace that shit, that when we called up, the code word was going to be Swordfish. And I remember thinking, so you're going to use the most common speakeasy code. Every fucking movie from the 40s or the 50s where it was a fucking illegal bar, that was the fucking code word to get in Swordfish. And you think that's going to beat the cops if they're listening in.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the movie, yes.
See, that's fun, Tim, because your reference is the 30s mobster using Swordfish to get into the speakeasy. And my reference was Halle Berry blowing a guy in the movie Swordfish.
Halle Berry didn't blow him. There was somebody else. She just showed her tits.
She was like in the movie.
$8 million a tit for that. Yeah.
No, that's true. The other chick blew him. All right. Well, whatever. I was in my mind. I'm envisioning it's Halle Berry. Okay.
I just remember seeing that movie and hearing how much she got paid to show her tits, and I was like,
"There you go." That's our conversation from earlier about big actresses not showing their titties off anymore.
Halle Berry. You want to go all the way back to Halle Berry and fucking Swordfish?
Yeah. I kind of do want to go all the way back there, Tim. I kind of do. But instead, we're talking about fucking Night of the Demon. So anyway, Dr. slips her a candy. And then she's like, all right, well, this is, you know, now we're cool. Let's him in. And this is when he's like, oh, my God, you're the one that they fucking had chained up. And they were going to fuck you in that ritual in the woods. And we prevented that. We saved you. So they try to talk to her, and then a guy's like, hey, I have a good idea. Let's jog her memory. We'll bring her a cast of Bigfoot's foot just to show her. Thank God it wasn't a cast of his cock.
And this is because at this point she's sitting in the rocking chair, right? Just staring at a door. And
staring at a door.
Standing around her, you know, this woman who probably hasn't seen three people in her entire life together at the same time. Now there's eight people standing around her questioning her, and this dickhead pulls out the fucking Bigfoot cast and makes her freak fuck out. Yeah,
she freaks out, rushes into a room and locks herself in there and just starts screaming. And I'm like, well, that's normal. You know, you whip it out in front of a chick and she doesn't know what to do. So she rushes into the next room, locks the door, calls the police. You got to deal with the cops, her father.
Bigfoot's been sticking his dick in the fucking door. How long? She knows what's going on with that. She's just embarrassed how small it is.
Yeah, the foot, comparatively. Yeah. So anyway, they're like, all right, well, this clearly isn't going to help us. Let's go back and set up camp again instead of trying to, you know, sleep indoors or whatever. So they go back, and Tim, another fucking story. Two more fucking stories from the doctor. Because first we got the woodcutter. It's like, yeah, there was a woodcutter that died in the woods by Bigfoot, too, you know?
Yeah, this is where we get Bigfoot using the axe.
So, yeah, because the guy comes back to I guess he was taking a piss and Bigfoot didn't rip his dick off. The guy comes back, his axe is missing. He's like, what the fuck? Bigfoot chops him in the shoulder. And as far as, like, wounds go in horror movies, this is one of the mildest things I've ever seen kill someone.
Well, I mean, you have to consider you have the shock of seeing a Bigfoot doing it to you.
True. True.
Right. So yeah, my shoulder hurts, but oh fuck, there's a Bigfoot. Now he's holding an axe. So
you just yeah. But then what you do see now that the Bigfoot stands over top of him with the axe, and you see the axe hit the camera. Kind of take. So I guess that means like,
at one point, did they think this was going to be in 3D because it was the 50s and 3D was a big thing?
No, yeah, could have been, Tim. So again, though, like we've said multiple times, how does the doctor know a Bigfoot did this? The story would just be somebody killed a guy with an axe.
I see. That's why I thought that one of the plot lines for this thing could be the doctor is just setting, the professor's just setting this up. He wants to have it be a Bigfoot. So yeah, anybody who's getting killed anywhere apart in the woods, it's a Bigfoot that's doing it. It's a Bigfoot that's doing it.
Mm. So you think that the he's trying to keep funding for his research, right?
Use it or lose it, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if there's no Bigfoot out in the woods, there's nothing to
hunt. I mean, he's got tenure, right? He's teaching a fucking Bigfoot class in college.
Yep. Yeah. So then he's like, oh, and by the way, what about the other story about the two Girl Scouts? And I just have, this is like the most boring Tales from the Crypt episode where the doctor is the crypt keeper and none of his stories mean anything.
This is one of the craziest parts of this fucking movie because the these two Scouts? Girl Scouts yeah. separate from the rest of the troop to find a different path. For what? What the fuck? You're already on a path. You don't get halfway into the fucking woods and then figure out where you're going, right?
Okay, so the real story is they snuck away from the rest of the group so they could smoke some weed.
Or something. I don't know. They got those fucking knives out because, like I said, they're walking around. Both of them got fucking Bowie knives that they're walking around with out in their hands. They're just ready at any moment to fuck. Yeah.
You know what? I think they were getting ready to Slender Man kill one of the other girls.
Hmm.
That could have been,
right? Yeah. The one who sold the least amount of cookies. That's what happens.
Except that instead of Slender Man, back then they just blame it on Bigfoot.
Yeah, there was no Slender Man, yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, more men were slender, though, Tim. But that's just about our diet and exercise. You know, modern living, buddy. So then this is great, though, because they're like, yeah, they got completely lost. They wandered off from their troop. They're in the middle of nowhere in the woods. And then Bigfoot just kind of casually walks up to them, grabs their arms, and make them stab each other. And then
over and over and over again, none of them thinks back to their training at a Girl Scout is to drop the knife. If you're holding a knife in your hand and it's stabbing your best friend, drop the knife.
But they might need that knife to defend themselves from Bigfoot or their best friend.
It's just I've just never seen a Bigfoot or any monster kill anybody like this in a movie. So, you know, hats off to this movie because this is probably the most ingenious fucking thing a creature could do to kill somebody is do it and make it look like they just did it to themselves, right?
Oh yeah, Bigfoot's making it look like an accident. She's like there's too much heat on Bigfoot. So he's like, I got to make this one.
Next
like
week, some dad's giving a eulogy with, I love my dead lesbian Girl Scout daughter.
Yeah, it's true. Reminds me of the old joke. How does a Cub Scout become a Boy Scout? You ever hear this one?
No. Thank God I didn't live it, but go ahead, yeah.
By eating a brownie. So brownie is a name for the junior Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, that's how you get your red badge, yes.
And again, I just have about him knowing that Bigfoot made the Girl Scouts stab each other. I want to know where he got this information.
That's what I said. I think he's just putting this shit together. He's just like, whatever it is that he can find where people are getting killed. He's just blaming it on Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's like just walking into a murder scene and just being like, yep, you know what I think happened here? I think this guy was brutally raped for at least a month and then stabbed. You're like, why
he's
do
being
you think
preemptive. That? He knows he's going to kill these kids. And he's going, if I build up this whole legend,
it's a good point,
Bigfoot,
Tim.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good point, Tim. Yeah, it's the little dick rapist knife cutter killer. And then they're like, well, wait a minute. What
can't
about the
Big
little dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. So they decide, like, all right, again, we're going to do our, it's nighttime, we're going to do our shifts. And one of the dudes is like, okay, well, I'm just going to go back to the car to get the gun that we left there. Why did you leave the guns? That should be the first thing you have.
Well, no, doesn't he go back to her house to get the gun? Because he has a shotgun on the wall that's held together by a piece of rope shit like that. Okay.
That makes more sense. I thought he said
sense because she's still living there. What is he going to... He's just going to go back into a fucking house and take a fucking gun and then come back to the camp with him?
Tim, what's she going to do? Run in the other room and cry?
Yeah, that's true. She can't run into the other room.
She can't do shit, Tim.
I'm thinking about it, that rocking chair, at a certain point, that's supposed to be the fucking demon where they tried to switch it over to what's going to be in this movie. Because she gets up from that rocking chair... And that chair keeps rocking over and over and over again, like there's somebody in it.
Oh, so the house is possessed. Okay. Got you, too.
Because they split in the movie. They didn't know if it was going to be a fucking demon or Bigfoot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't. Well, they didn't know right till the end. So, okay. We get some more Bigfoot vision, right? And then another blonde guy, they just grab him and fucking dome him against a tree. Another Jason kill, right? Smash the head against the tree, Tim.
Mancuso, you're showing, yeah.
Then they decide, okay, well, here's what we need to do. While that guy's missing, we can't find him. Why don't we go hypnotize Wanda? So they, Tim.
The abuse. I swear to God, who is abusing this poor girl more? This cult and Bigfoot or these fucking, this college professor and these college
Everybody's abusing this poor woman. They're like, all right, well, we're going to hypnotize her. So they get a candle and they start swinging a key on like a piece of fishing line. Excuse me. In front of it to try to, it's working on me. I'm getting hypnotized. So, but it doesn't work on her. And then they're like, huh, that's weird. Hey, you notice this big door she keeps staring at with a fucking old padlock on it? I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
Oh, my God. This scene where they break into this fucking door.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, all right, look, listen to me. I'm going to help you out. He's like, I need you to hold her down. While he fucking breaks into this door with the padlock on it in her house. Yeah.
Is she freaking out? They don't know. For all they know, there's a fucking second Bigfoot back there. She had to have no fucking clue. But, of course, it's nothing that entertaining. Instead, they just bust into, it looks like her room when she was a kid. And it's all fucking Jesused out with a bunch of, like, paintings and fucking cobwebs everywhere.
Statues of Mary all over the goddamn place, yeah.
Yeah, did this trigger you, Tim?
No, but it's just, as soon as I saw that, I was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But then, I don't know, her preacher dad, he doesn't look like the kind of guy having Mary statues in the house. The crosses I get, but Mary statues.
Yeah. Yeah, you got, I mean, for her, though, she kind of identifies with Mary, I guess. And
what, did Bigfoot whisper in her ear?
It's not really an immaculate conception.
Oh, Dad, yeah. Guess what?
Hey, Dad, just so you know.
I mean, you already believe this one virgin, so.
So they finally get her back out of there, and she's crying and freaking out. And they finally hypnotize her. And, Tim, another flashback scene.
And by the way, now when they hypnotize her, it's a different key that they're using.
Yeah, well, they had the wrong key, Tim.
Yeah, the first one didn't work, yeah.
You had to use the right key to unlock the right doors.
Mm.
This is the doorway to her mind. You had to have the right key, Tim. So what we learn is when she was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Remember that number, Tim.
And this is in California, too, right?
Yep. 15 years old. Okay. She was frolicking with a guy out in the woods that presumably was her boyfriend, right?
Didn't look like 15 years old. Looked a little bit older, but...
Looked markedly older. Yeah, I'd say could have been along with our party pals there that are playing sexy chess. Maybe more closer to that age group than 15, but okay.
Yeah, college, yeah.
Then she goes home and her dad just beats the shit out of her and calls her a slut. the Whore of Babylon. What the fuck are you doing out fucking that boy? And she's like, what the fuck? So dad's like, you know what? I'm going to teach you a lesson. You got to sleep outside tonight. Now. Damn. I wasn't sure where the movie was going. And at this point,
I wasn't expecting this either. No,
I was not expecting this.
And with all the shit that's led up to this part, too. Dicks getting ripped off, right?
Yep.
Redheads getting their nipples neglected and then getting killed. Yeah.
Guy busting with the three-way with Bigfoot clawing in the back. Never in a million years would I have expected. She's outside. She's 15 years old. Remember that. I don't know how old that is in Bigfoot years, though. So
I wonder
okay.
what that is in living in the woods years.
That's about to retire, 15. Bigfoot finds her out in the woods. And at first you're like, well, clearly he's going to attack her. But we know he doesn't kill her because she's alive to tell the story.
Maybe he rips the tongue out, but no, she's talking. So
right.
that can't be it. What's going to happen?
So instead, he rolls her over and starts fucking the shit out of her in front of her father.
Mm-hmm.
This girl has a Bigfoot's dick in her. And she's like kind of struggling, but kind of not. So that's awkward. And then Bigfoot looks up at dad while he's coming.
He cucks this Bigfoot demon, cucks the Reverend Father.
Yeah. And if that's not bad enough, he looks at the camera and gives a fucking thumbs up.
Yeah. He's like, hey, busting feels good.
Terrible. Terrible. He stands up, pats her on the head, looks
he
at dad.
He takes a leaf. He washes his junk off with it.
Yeah, looks at dad, flips him off, and then wanders off to smoke and play Xbox. Which, dude, that's what we're doing today, guys. That's what we're in here for.
This is the part that Mystery Science Theater 3000 is not going to be covering, yeah.
This is what got it ranked as a video nasty in the UK. But only because both of their teeth were better than everybody in UK porno.
Yeah, because pretty much up until this point, there's just been like some, like I said, hamburger and fucking A1 steak sauce gore going on.
Yeah, there's just been the little pig intestines, but not much going on. So fucking dad brings her into the house and he's like, please, Jesus, put lava in her womb so that it burns this demon out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Then he forces her to drink.
So he's
like
praying for an abortion or a miscarriage, right? So when it happens to his daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
See, there's no exception for Bigfoots in the state law, so.
That's true, yeah. I guess it's the law for thee, not for me, I guess, Tim. So then I think he like whipped her up some like hemlock tea or some shit because he gives her something to drink to like, hey, why don't you drink one of these, sweetheart? Or maybe he's trying to roofie her so he can get seconds. I have no idea.
No, he tells her what it is, which I'm thinking at this point, you know, look, just don't tell her what it is, right?
Yeah, she's already been
through
enough.
Why upset her even more? Just, you know, tell us some kind of magic Jesus juice or something. Oh, wait, no, that's already been used.
Well, yeah, you don't want to call it Jesus juice, Tim. Well, that's like my thing of like let's say, ladies, you're with a man in biblical sense of the term, and you become heavy with child, right? And
hopefully
you
have more say in it than in the biblical sense, but yeah.
Yeah, you have the child, and then the father gets picked up for distributing, like, child porn in Malaysia or something, right? So now he's in a weird third-world country prison for the remainder of his life, right? You don't have to tell the kid that. You could just tell the kid he was like in the army and he got killed overseas as a hero.
He's mining gold in Malaysia.
No, you give him a hero story. You'd be like, your father was the greatest person ever, and then he died rescuing burning infants out of a fucking fire. You don't have to tell him the weird pedophile story. So you're right. Don't tell her about this shit. Just make her life a little easier. But no. Anyhow, it doesn't work. So we cut to her giving Bigfoot birth. And I just say, I hope he's not big head, because otherwise we're going to be ripping out the partition.
I have written down how, if he takes anything after his daddy, she's going to have some problems down there.
Well, daddy might have loosened things up for that, too.
I don't know. Breech birth? Born Bigfoot feet first?
Yeah, you don't want that. That's a good point, Tim. So she has the Bigfoot baby, and it kind of looks like a big, burnt, wet turd a little bit, and it's screeching like a chimpanzee.
But she bonds with him.
She does. You know, mm-hmm. they have skin-on-skin contact, like they say is important. Right after childbirth, right? Mm-hmm. Then she like snaps out of it and goes to bed, right? Then fucking dad takes the baby, and we just don't see what happens with it. So she wakes up out of her hypnosis, and she's like, fuck this. And they're all like, hey, you know what? We saw all these graves out in front of the house. A couple of them had headstones. The other one had a Dennis the Menace's slingshot up on top of it. So that's probably the baby, because I don't think this broad can write. So let's go out and dig up the baby. Cut to, it takes them like a day and a half to dig it up. But when they get
just
to
traumatizing
it.
Traumatizing this poor fucking Nell over and over and over again. This Jesus poor girl. Christ, man.
But they get to the box finally, and they pull out like a wooden shoe box that when they open it up, Tim, it's just got like a cow's skull in it. It looks like shit, dude.
It Whatever is a cow using, skull, right? It just yeah. minus the horns.
Yeah, yeah. And that's supposed to be the baby's skeleton. Cool. Didn't have enough money
at this
to
point. They're running out
skeleton.
Of money. Yeah, that budget that they had in 1967 just was not carrying
Ran
it
out.
Anymore. Inflation.
Yeah, or maybe they were still like, maybe it'll be a demon or something. I don't know.
If it was a demon, that would make sense, right? Like I said, I think this thing is going back and forth because when we see her in the house, she's always in that rocking chair, staring at that door, rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
She gets up to stop them from going to the room. That rocking chair still keeps rocking.
Still rocking
and it's not slowing down. It's like, all right, she got up and just natural momentum is going to be taking it back and forth. It's rocking like there's still somebody sitting in that chair. And then, yes, we get a grave opened up and it's a fucking cow skull.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, maybe they were trying to go with some sort of a demon thing. I don't know. Because they also, like, the cult thing never comes back up. It's done.
Yeah. The thing with the sheriff smoking the fucking cheroots fucking things like he's the devil, right?
Yep. No, that doesn't come up. Whoever the extra person was in the cabin over there, that does not come up. No fucking clue. None of it. No. Instead, Bigfoot traps them all in her fucking cabin now. And this is when she tells the story. She's like, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, just so you know, I actually killed my father. He didn't light himself on fire like the local legend. I locked him in like an outhouse and fucking burnt him alive. Why? Because he killed my baby, of course. So, all right, they're just in bad shape now, right? Back scratch guy's fucked up. He needs a doctor. So they go
festering,
He's about to become Uncle Fester. So they boil water because that's, you know, the best medicine they had in the 40s.
No, use the boiled water on fucking Bigfoot.
Well, unfortunately, Tim, that doesn't work out that well because Bigfoot uses the boiling water on them, Tim. So then all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door.
Pizza
right?
delivery. We didn't order any pizza. Uber driver. We didn't order an Uber.
Tim, Bigfoot set this up. In the universe of this movie, Bigfoot took their other friend that he killed earlier, that he bashed his head against the tree, takes him, hangs him upside down in front of the door, and then knocks on the door to get their attention and leaves. That's what we're to believe in the universe of this movie happened.
No, see, here we go. This is what a demon would do. Not a Bigfoot. This is what a demon would do, right?
Mm, yeah, true. Terrorize them. It definitely seems like something that the Deadites would do in like an Evil Dead movie, right?
Yeah, because
like,
I mean, can a Bigfoot tie a knot?
This one can. Maybe it stole the book from the Girl Scouts and learned about knot tying.
Hmm.
You never know.
Girl Scouts don't get knot tying badges, right? That's not for girls tying knots.
No, that's a good point. That's a Boy Scout thing.
Not staying home making donuts, but not tying knots.
Yeah, you got me, Tim. That's a good point. Maybe, yeah, learning how to braid hair, I guess. Maybe
yeah,
you learned
that kind
it from
of counts
that.
As a knot almost, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you think Bigfoot had a knot when he raped the 15-year-old girl in his dick? You know, like a dog does?
Oh, God. No, she lived.
Yeah, that's true. She didn't have her uterus ripped out of her. That's a good point, Tim. So they mull it over, and they're like, all right, guys, we got to come up with a plan. And I did genuinely like this scene. They're like, all right, we got to figure out what to... And then Bigfoot punches through the window. That was pretty good. I was like, all right, that's fun. Then... So they start trying to barricade the place, but Bigfoot's just like ripping the bars off of the fucking windows.
This is where it's like three or four Bigfoots, because like all the windows and all the doors are shaking at the same time.
Yeah, it's really like, or like you said, a demon, Tim. Maybe the house is possessed.
Yeah.
Because Bigfoot, you're right, he's just kind of like Nemesis in Resident Evil 3. Like every corner, he's busting through a wall or punching down a door or something.
Just not
he's
finishing just the job. Just break through the fucking window and just kill everybody. That's it.
Should have, yeah. So now I get poking him with the hot poker from the stove. That's
through the glory
a good move.
Hole, yes.
Through the glory hole, yeah.
Reverse glory, yeah.
Oh, God, man. Then... Dude gets grabbed by the arm, right? And Wanda starts, like, rocking in the rocking chair. Then they decide, like, they're going to try to, like, blind him by taking flash photography of the Bigfoot. Is that what this is? Is this a gremlin scenario, Tim?
This has been used in a couple movies where you blind somebody by taking the... There was some other movie that was going on where they were getting blinded by... Blinding the killer with taking pictures. I can't remember what it was now, but yeah. I don't know if that works on a Bigfoot or a demon.
Well, because we saw his vision, he's got weird red lifesaver vision. So I'm not...
No! Oh, no, Eddie. He's got fucking flash vision. This is like what happens when somebody takes a picture with a flash. This is the thing that happens to your eyes right after, where you get that like that burn-in, right?
Right.
So he's so used to the flashes. The flashes aren't doing shit to him.
Right, but maybe it's permanently damaged his vision. That's why there's no good photos of Bigfoot, because he tracks him down and fucking kills him.
That one guy took that video of him, had the camera lights on too bright, yeah.
That's this whole thing. That and raping the 15-year-old. Those are the two plot points of the movie, I guess.
You think a Bigfoot gets away with, hey, I'm a Bigfoot, I don't know what the age of consent is?
Probably, yeah. I think that's why a lot of the guys that live in the woods try to look like a Bigfoot for plausible deniability. Of course, it doesn't count with them because the most of them, it's their own children.
It's the hillbilly clause, yeah.
Yeah, the hillbilly clause, exactly. By the way, don't watch the Santa Claus. Don't watch the hillbilly clause. It does not end very positively. A lot of MAGA guys, and there are a lot of problems. A lot of problems with the hillbilly clause. So... Yeah, Bigfoot rips the bars down, pops into the place. He's looking around like, where the fuck is, you know, the girl, obviously, is his wife, his child bride, all growed up. So everybody runs off, but he grabs the brunette lady by, like, the throat and just, like,
the daughter. This is the daughter who set this whole thing off, yes.
Yeah, yeah, right. The daughter of the guy that...
How
did her dad die? The fisherman, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, that daughter rips her fucking throat out, basically, kills her, like, quick, then starts just chasing everybody else down, grabs another dude, just shoves his stomach into a saw blade. And
was it a saw blade? It looked like a couch or something like that, like the back of a couch. I'm like, how the fuck is that a couch? But yeah, because it does look like a saw blade. But how is it long? Like, is it cutting down a fucking tree? Like, you need a two-person fucking job to cut down that with that saw. It looked like the edge of a couch or something like that.
Right. Maybe
that's some fucking weird-ass fucking Whitland fucking furniture you got there, fucking mute girl.
Yeah, it's like how, you know, hillbillies like making furniture out of fucking anything they can find, you know?
Oh, they made a couch out of alligator teeth?
You get the old spool from the cable, and now that's a coffee table. Yeah, you get the alligator teeth for the fucking the armrests. And, yeah, I guess they just had an old saw. They're like, well, that'd be a good back of a couch, I guess. It's nice because they don't have a lot of teeth, so if they're trying to eat something, they can just reach back behind them and grate it a couple of times.
Yeah. That's
and
then how they masticate the food, yeah.
And then mush it in there, yeah, yeah. It's a lot like the fly, except they can't excrete like an acid to digest things. Very similar, though. So then Bigfoot pulls the dude's intestines out and starts whipping people with
them. Oh, my God. This is so good. This is, again, there's a couple fantastic highlights in this thing. Yes. This is another great fucking part when he starts just whipping people with that guy's fucking intestines. Because you're just like, man, there's shit inside. I'm getting whipped with fucking shit.
She's just getting the shit whipped out of you and into you. It's fucking terrible. So then he just grabs another dude, shoves his head through the window, and then pushes it down and slits his throat on the fucking busted glass.
Yeah, Bigfoot's going crazy at this point.
Oh, yeah. He's in full fucking
He got into the fucking hillbilly meth fucking stash out there.
Well, they've been fucking cock-blocking him in his Bigfoot glory hole for the last two nights. He's fucking pent up, Tim.
And yeah, at this point, they did desecrate the grave of his Bigfoot baby, right?
They did. They did, yeah, because he comes back. He sees the fucking grave, and he's pissed. So that makes sense. Yeah, then he gets the kitchen.
He's Bigfoot Bronson.
Oh, God, Tim.
This is Death Wish, but done by Bigfoot's point of view.
Bigfoot Death. Well, it was originally called Bigfoot, The Revenge of Bigfoot, Tim. Better title, right?
The Crackdown.
So it's like. So it's
just seeing Bigfoot coming back from Vietnam. The whole fucking neighborhood's all different, man. There's all these fucking hillbillies with meth out in the fucking woods and fucking their stills, fucking polluting the goddamn streams.
Yeah, it's just Bigfoot fucking Rambo is basically what we've got here, too. Or like a Bigfoot walking tall. He just needs like a big stick, you know? I'd tune in for that. But so Bigfoot, then he gets the kitchen pitchfork and stabs another lady.
Again, here we go. Demon pitchfork.
Yeah, yeah, but again, I mean, I guess if you've got a saw blade couch, you might as well have like a pitchfork doorstop or something.
That was the clothes horse. That's where she put her clothes to dry on the pitchfork.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. When you're doing laundry in the kitchen, you use the pitchfork. It's a good move. You can hang three garments from it, Tim.
Well, that's where she's living. How many clothes does she need?
Yeah, fair, fair. I mean, in half of the time, it's just cult members that are stripping her down and raping her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just getting repeatedly raped by cultists and blowing Bigfoot through a hole in her door. That's her life.
Just how does her father's religious cult, because he's a reverend, how does it go from him dying to them raping her daughter worshiping Bigfoot?
To impregnate her with the seed of Satan in honor of Moloch, which is, I guess, what they call Bigfoot.
No, but this is his cult. How are they worshiping Bigfoot? And then when he sees Bigfoot come out and rape his 15-year-old daughter that he put outside, knowing that there's a Bigfoot, if he's the leader of this cult worshiping Bigfoot.
I'll tell you right now what it is, Tim. When I lived in Chico, California, there was a Chinese restaurant called Ginger's, and it was a fantastic Chinese. It was like an old school, like a sit down. They bring you the hot green tea at the beginning of the meal, you know, and everything was just fantastic, high quality stuff, right? But then the owners of it moved, and they left their kids in charge, and they fucked it up. And everything just turned to shitty, like, fast food Panda Express. So it's the same thing with the cult, Tim. When he was in charge of it, they were probably all just Jesus-y people. He dies. Some dickhead steps in. All of a sudden, now it's about Moloch and raping the daughter and seed of Satan and all that.
Before we couldn't fuck the Bigfoot, now it's all about Bigfoot fucking. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Repress those Bigfoot feelings, man. It's just going to come out somewhere.
Yeah. So then Bigfoot grabs the doctor by the back of his head and stuffs his head in the boiling water.
And no, I think it's just like the open stove. It's like an old-timey stove that they have. They just take it off. Yeah.
True.
But this doesn't make any sense either with what we're going to see later on.
Well, yeah,
because you can't just fuck up that part of his face and nothing else.
Well, but and even in the video, right? When they're showing the flashback, he's burnt above his nose. It's like from his eyes down.
Yeah, the whole fucking head's going in that goddamn furnace. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you cut back to present day where he's telling. Remember that this is all him telling us this in the bed at the hospital to the cops.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally back to that point now at the end of the movie. So he's like, yep, like I said, guys, that's everything that went down exactly as I remember it. So if you'll excuse me, I'm free to go. Yep. And
I don't have to pay for this hospital bill at all. Right?
Yep. Hey, by the way, you're welcome.
Skin grafts work, but only on half of my face. I don't know what's going on with the other half. Yeah.
And nobody asks him how he got away or got back to civilization or didn't just die, the Bigfoot.
No, see, this is the thing, man, is we either got the Bigfoot who's smart enough to use tools and make it look like other people killed themselves, okay? He's doing a fucking Zodiac. He's killing people in different styles every single way, so the cops can't trace his shit back to him, right?
Yeah,
he's the most prolific serial killer in fucking California at this time.
So, Tim, you're telling me this Bigfoot...
He's the Zodiac.
Left this guy to be the fall guy. He brought him to the hospital, dropped him off out front, stuck his dick through the mail.
Go ahead, tell your story. Tell your story about me. Go ahead, motherfucker. That's right. And guess what? I can talk now. Yeah.
I can talk now, too. He stuck his dick through the mail slot and had one of the candy stripers blow him, just for good measure. And then rang the doorbell and left. You know what?
Yeah, little known fact. Bigfoot dick looks like a candy cane, so...
Ah, okay. Well, you know, we didn't get to see his dick in this movie, sadly, but we certainly got to see the fruits of its labor, Tim.
But the demon, if it's a demon, it's the same. It works on the same thing. The demon set him up. So all these people are killed. Now he's going to be blamed for it, and who's going to believe that a demon did it?
Oh, nobody's going to believe him, and in fact, the police don't believe him, so they tell the doctor, all right, knock his ass out. And they're like, so psychologist, what's your take on this whole thing? And the guy's like, well, as long as he keeps insisting that Bigfoot and a cult, like the psychologist is like, yeah, none of that story makes any sense.
Yep.
Like, and he looks at the camera. He's like, right, guys, you guys saw this. This doesn't make any sense, does it? He's
but you already clearly paid crazy. You take it for the movie, so you share
it a lot. Yeah. Exactly. You rented the fucking thing, so this is on you. See ya. And then we get credits. That's it. That's the movie. Night of the Demon.
Yeah, he's going to be in a mental hospital for the rest of his life. Yeah. So,
Or he has to fess up that he did it. Right? Because the doctor says as long as he thinks that a Bigfoot did this, he's crazy.
That's right. See? It worked. Bigfoot made him the patsy. He's the big patsy.
So Bigfoot Kaiser Soze is out of there. You see him limping, and then all of a sudden...
His foot deflates, and it's just a regular foot. And he lights up that dark cigarette because it was him in the cabin all the time. That's his alter. Oh, shit.
Damn, dude. And then the Saw music at the end when the twist happens starts playing. Damn, buddy.
This movie is a mix because I think that... I think the thing with the cigarettes, it was supposed to be cheroot cigarettes, which is what the devil smokes, right? The cigar.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Then we see the cop smoking the fucking cigarette, so it's supposed to be him, and then we never see him again. And if this movie's going back and forth over the decades, whether or not it's going to be a Bigfoot or whether or not it's going to be a demon, that kind of makes sense a little bit.
You know what, Tim? It makes more sense than the actual movie.
That's true, yes. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Oh, man. Yeah, thanks for the pick there, Matt, buddy. And I believe next weekend, Tim, we're going to be doing Visitor Q. By hook or by crook, we've got right?
Yeah.
And guaranteed we're going to have Ashers there. I don't think that Mike is going to be able to make it, but we're trying to get him in. But if not, either way, Visitor Q next week, buddy.
A little fun romp of a movie.
Hopefully it'll have less rape of a minor. Hopefully.
No.
Searching his mind.
No,
more?
It doesn't. Yeah, just more have you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't. I know, Tim. It was one of them that's been on my list for a while, but there's...
If ever there's a movie, we should do a live watch while we're recording.
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Maybe we'll... Yeah. I'll talk to Asher's. Maybe we could pull that off somehow. We'll see.
No, because we're going to have to stop that fucking movie like 85 goddamn times.
Yeah. It's going to be a nine-hour podcast. Yeah. That's a good
I don't know if I feel comfortable watching that with other people watching me at the same time.
Well,
so.
Tim, at certain times you can just turn your camera off. You've already set us up to expect that.
That's true.
So you've done your legwork here. It's all been the long con from Mr. Yobo. Speaking of Yobo conning people, buddy, do you have anything you want people to pay attention to on the internet by any chance?
Just like I always say, pay attention to us. Give us 5-star review on whatever podcast or the platform you're listening to. What is it? You say Spotify? People can like leave reviews for individual episodes? Yeah.
For each individual episode and just your comments, your suggestions. We've had some suggestions, Tim.
Oh, boy.
No, they're good. One of them is a person named Glitch, because I asked the question, how do you enjoy this episode? Should we do more bad horror movies about Karis Hell? Oh, and God. He says, of course, but keep it below the 2000s. So, Glitch, this is for you, buddy, 1980.
Yeah, look at that. Hey, ask and you shall receive.
Yep. And then Steve Michael, he says, keep it balanced. The occasional bad movie is fun. Well, sorry to you, Steve, because...
Now we got 2 weeks in a row. And then next week's going to be a banger.
Next week's going to be a literal banger, Tim, as it's visitor queue. But I have to say, what you guys should do, Tim... is you should go to patreon.com/bloodybits and get access to the Blood Bank as well as our bonus episodes. The Blood Bank, Tim, we've just added a glut of new shit to it.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. As we speak, like you said, Tim, we added Poor Things. We've got Madam Web. We've got Stop Motion. Those are all modern, but, you know, for the people
Don't watch Poor Things. Watch Madam Web instead.
For the people that like the older stuff, Tim, we've got Disorganized Crime from 1989. Remember
Who's in that one?
It's got Corbin Burnson, Lou Diamond Phillips, Fred Gwynn.
And Jack Palance?
Was he in this? Dean Norris is in it. I'm not seeing Jack Palance in it.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill, though.
Damn. That's a fucking stacked cast.
It's a stacked guy. Yeah, it's a comedy, Tim. Career criminal Frank plans a bank heist and sends his buddies to help pull off the job. Before his buddies arrive, he's caught, forcing his cohorts to pull the job alone. Frank soon escapes, setting off a search by the bumbling cops. So that's right. Fun. 1989, Tim. You could watch that.
I'm
going to
watch Poor Things again.
You watch Poor Things again. Okay, what about Fighting Back? It's got Tom Skerritt.
With Jack Palance?
No, Tim, not every movie's got Jack Palance in it. It's got Pat Cooper in it, though. That's close enough, right?
Commissioner Gordon from the Batman movies?
No, Pat Cooper, the comedian, Tim.
Oh.
Okay. You don't know Pat Cooper? Tim.
I know the name. I thought that was him.
You should, Tim, you should, you and Pat Cooper are like damn near the same guy, I'd say. So you get access to all that and more at patreon.com/bloodybits. And stay tuned for what are we going to be on? You know what? I'm not going to be on anything. Asher's podcast. I know I've teased that before, but God only knows when that one's coming out. Of course,
well,
tune in
the last time you were on the, she lost a co-host over it. So
yeah, and this time it was just me and her, so she's going to have to cut herself in half or something. I don't know. I don't know how she could lose more because of me, but whatever. And yeah, so tune into Grindbin, as always, Mustachio Podcastio, Wednesdays We Talk Weird, Everything I Learned from Movies. Mm-hmm. And if you still have time, Ed and Matt on Campus, which is still going, miraculously.
So somehow, yeah.
Somehow, some way. We did a great episode last episode, too, Tim. We named what each character's favorite band would be, and then I came up with a fun game where I read YouTube comments, and you have to guess what band's music video it's on.
Well, from that time, I have no idea of music. Because what year is it? Well, we're talking?
No. This isn't specifically from that year. This is just right. So I found, you know that band Jackal? You ever hear of them?
Nope.
They play the chainsaw for one of their. They're like some shitty band from Alabama. And there's this some person that's like, every time I listen to this, it's I think about my dead dad because he used to listen to it, and I. And it's a song about like fucking a chick from behind.
No. I've seen those things on YouTube, the comments. With last time I heard this song, my wife was dying of cancer and this is how she went out. So thank you for putting it on my YouTube playlist. Yeah.
And it's on fucking Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. And you're like, I don't know. I appreciate the sentiment, but maybe it's the wrong venue. So buddy.
All right. So until next week, let's visit a queue. Yeah.
Till next week, visit your queue, folks. I think that this is how we end it, with Bigfoot raping a minor. Enjoy.